From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Amazon is expected to introduce its new Kindle e-reader this week. CEO Jeff Bezos tweeted that the company's, quote, top-of-the-line Kindle is almost ready. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the device will have a protective, chargeable case that would extend its battery life, power being one of the biggest continuing challenges for phones and tablets in heavy use. Amazon has had mixed success selling its hardware products, and because the company doesn't deliver a lot of specifics on sales, it's hard to tell how the Kindle is doing. So why release a new one? Let's check in with editor-in-chief of CNET, Lindsay Turrentine. Hi, Lindsay. Is this just an e-reader?
I get the sense this will be solely an e-reader. E-readers have been extremely important to Jeff Bezos. They're a part of the identity of Amazon right now. And, you know, Amazon does not release sales figures. So we don't know exactly how many Kindles that are dedicated readers have been sold by Amazon, but they continue to make them and market them. And the Paperwhite, which is the mid-tier current tablet, was the sixth biggest product last month on Amazon, period.
Wow. And so the market for solely e-readers is pretty big.
It seems to be healthy, at least if you use Amazon as a picture of the ecosystem. Now, it's worth noting that there really aren't that many e-readers with dedicated followers outside of the Amazon world. All the other competing e-readers have sort of trailed off. The Barnes & Noble Nook isn't very popular anymore. There's one called Kobo outside of the United States. But when most people think about e-readers, they think about Kindles. Kindles do well on Amazon. That makes sense within the ecosystem. Outside of that, not a lot of e-reader action.
What does Amazon get out of its hardware that it's not getting through its Kindle app?
Amazon wants you to buy its books. And if you are a dedicated reader and you're enjoying the experience and you feel like it's a welcoming experience and it's easy to buy the books, then Amazon wins. And that's what happens with its dedicated readers, especially for people who are really, really into reading.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET. Lindsay, thank you and nice to have you back.
Thanks, Ben. That was fun.
From Amazon to Apple and Tim Cook's other battle with the government over access to another iPhone, this one involved in a criminal case of methamphetamine smuggling in New York. According to a new filing, looks like the government does intend to appeal a decision by a judge in Apple's favor. This is not over, it turns out. A few days ago, a French company called Air Liquide announced it was building new fueling stations in the Northeast, two in Massachusetts, one in Connecticut, and one in the Bronx in New York City. The fuel in question, well, here's a hint, in the form of its exhaust. That is water shooting out of the back of a brand new $57,000-ish Toyota Mirai. Mirai means future in Japanese, and the car is a hydrogen-powered fuel cell electric vehicle. I recently visited the New York International Auto Show and got to take one for a spin.
I'm rolling through the yellow. I'm going for it.
These are very quiet vehicles, by the way. Hyundai and Honda make hydrogen cars, too. These cars are a bit controversial because hydrogen is very explosive. Many are still not allowed to move through some tunnels in New York City, for instance. But Toyota thinks they're an important part of our alternative fuel future. The company hopes to sell these cars in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and potentially Rhode Island later this year. I spoke with Ed LaRoque, Toyota's national manager for fuel cell vehicles, on the floor of the auto show.
We're standing next to a few different iterations of the Mirai here. We've got one with nothing on it except the sort of base of the vehicle. I see some tanks. There's oxygen involved. There's water. Walk me through it, man.
Yeah, so what you're looking at is a cutaway, and this shows all the componentry in the new Mirai. Mirai's been on sale here in the U.S. since October of last year.
Uh-huh.
Toyota's been working on fuel cell technology since the early 90s. The oxygen mixes with the power control unit and the fuel cell stack, creates a chemical reaction, which creates the energy. And then as you look at the rear of the vehicle, you see our two carbon fiber tanks.
Why carbon fiber reinforced?
The safety is an important one. We've done extensive testing, tested in extreme heat, crash tested, actually fired a 50 caliber bullet into it.
That sounds fun. Did you get to do that?
Unfortunately, I wasn't part of that test.
How does it get refueled?
In California, where we're based, and that was our first market to make this product available, there are 13 fueling stations available throughout the state.
Okay. Big state.
Big state. And we need to connect the state with this network of stations. And we hope by the end of this year, there'll be 40 stations in the state of California.
Okay.
Zero emissions, takes 3 to 5 minutes to fill, and the 312-mile range. So no compromise for the customer, but you have to have a place to fuel.
How much does it cost to fuel up?
Yeah, you know, right now it's about $40 to $50 for a fill, we call it. We're optimistic that the price of hydrogen will come down. It's about $10 to $13 a kilogram. You know, you compare a car that's maybe 25 miles per gallon. You know, if you're getting a fill that gets you 300 miles, you know, we're in that ballpark.
If I'm driving through the desert and I get thirsty, can I drink the water that comes out the back?
We don't recommend it. However, the only emissions from the Mirai is water, so...
But you won't say it's potable.
Well, we're working on that. We're doing some testing. We'll get back to you on that one.
Okay, fair enough. Ed LaRoque, National Manager for Toyota's Fuel Cell Vehicles. Ed, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you coming by.
If you want to see photos of the Mirai and the rest of the auto show, you can head to marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.